I'll send you some pictures.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Through the email. And did you already talk to her? Do you already get
a
question?
She got scribbled some notes.
A little bit.
Just let me just ask you a few things. Just because I'm writing up a sign, and I'm going to write it about the guild. It'll be like, you'll be in the tent, probably the both of you, and identifying will be the cranberry rug hookers. But then...
Sorry, go ahead.
20 years ago, when my daughter was 11, and for my birthday, I took my daughter and myself up to Sturbridge. There was a country store there.
Oh, somebody picked it up.
I did. I'm sorry. Did I mess something up?
Punch me. That's all right.
She wanted to see it.
Oh. It's beautiful. It's punch needle.
Beautiful.
This is an old one, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 20 years ago.
So I took my daughter and I to a class in Sturbridge because I didn't know anything about the rug hooking community on the Cape. And I did a little door hanging Christmas angel, and she did a chair pad, but she never finished it. And then my husband got sick and died, and I put it aside for a couple of years. And then I went to work for Claire Murray, who is she does rug hooking with rug yarn. And she has a series of stores, although she's been downsizing in
a lot
these past years.
Mm-hmm.
She sells rugs made in China, basically, that are made with rug yarn, which is a very thick rug. And so in my spare time, I started picked up hooking again and discovered through the Barnstable County Fair, where I've been a volunteer for 23 years, the art of rug hooking. And I just dove into it like most people do. They dive into something and they just don't let go. So, and I've upscaled my equipment over the years. I, too, have taken classes with Norma, the lady that's left.
What's
already.
What's Norma's last name?
McElhaney.
McElhaney.
Yeah, she had a store. Actually, Doreen worked for her. She had a store in Dennis up until last year called With Hook in Hand. So, that's it. I basically hook for friends and family. I do some sculptural items.
I don't sell
them.
I know a woman named Jean Fallier. I think she may still be alive near Westford. And she is good. She made this wonderful turkey.
She makes the good sculptural items.
Do you?
Yeah. Sheep and reindeer and what else? Snowmen.
I got a Santa Claus. I did baby chicks last year.
Pumpkins.
First prize.
Squash.
Same tech.
Corn.
Hooking?
It's rug hooking, but then it's three-dimensional, so we sew it together.
Yeah. Pillows.
She does some wide cut, too, that's really
hand-torn.
Wide, yep.
So hand-torn, when you're
you actually
taking something apart, you tear it.
I use a tape measure.
You just
measure a quarter of an inch, scissors, and you rip
and
it. Yeah. Because you have to rip the wool in order to put it through a cutter in the first place.
Yeah.
So I took a class in Maine on how to hook with hand-torn, and it's hard on your hands.
It's wider.
It makes your hand work harder. Gripping and pulling the rope. You know, you have to have a big hole, a big hook that punches a big hole in order to pull the widest strips.
And what
out.
Do you like about the way, when you're done?
It's primitive.
Oh,
I like
the
fluffy, primitive.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you have a picture of one of those?
I have a picture on here of something I did. I just have to find them all.
There's lots of other venues that we take our art to now. I don't call it a craft anymore. And,
it's an art.
You know, quite a few of the ladies here will come and do the Taylor Bray Farm in Yarmouth Port has a sheep fair every year, and this year it's June 7th, and we're there from 9 to 4. And this year we're going to have some of the 4-H girls come from the fairgrounds and hook with us, and hopefully at that time we'll have some small kits for them to take away.
Okay.
And their group is called Creative Hearts, so it'll be fun.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, this is a good quarter of an inch wide strip. It goes fast.
Sure.
It uses a lot more wool, but I like it. I like.
Well, it also reminds me of braided rugs.
Well, this particular teacher, who is from Kinderhook, New York, teaches a method of braiding the edge around it. Very, very primitive.
Yeah.
I mean, just whip it together and sew it on. She doesn't.
Because originally all this was functional, right?
Yeah, it was a way to use up clothing and
used
cover
up
the floor.
Clothing, started in the living room, you know, and then the bedroom, and then it would go, you know, in front of the hearth, and then it would end up in the outhouse because by then it was weathered.
Okay. And tell me your name.
I'm Doreen Holmquist.
And you live where?
I live in Yarmouth.
Oh, you're in Yarmouth.
not far from here.
Teacher also teaches a method of using scraps of wool to patchwork the back. So this is the front. The other was the front of the pillow. This is the back of the pillow.
Yeah. Okay.
She's.
Do you have your pumpkin pillow in there?
I don't have mine. I have hers. The picture of hers is in there, but I'll take a picture of it and send it to her. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
See you again.
Okay.